Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan. Brilliance of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. صلو على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm deen. A moment spent in learning ilm-e-deen is better than the nafli ibadat of whole day and whole night. The topic which we are going to discuss is spending your wealth on your family. Keep in mind that Islam is a complete code of life. It guides Muslims from every angle, in every aspects of their lives. And according to everyone's personal situations, there are huquq and there are rights connected to everyone. The person who fulfills those rights within the permissions of Sharia, he becomes successful in the hereafter. And from amongst those rights are the rights of your family, to look after them, to make sure that they have food, they have clothes, they have place to live, and many other huquq, many other rights. And it is better to spend on family than spending on other people.
وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودِ لَهُ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَكِسْوَتُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ
The one whose child it is, upon him is the food and the clothes of the women according to the custom. It is mentioned in Tafsir Tabari that it is necessary for the father of the child to provide food and clothes according to the custom to the breastfeeding women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made people in different status and different financial strength. Somebody is poor, not well-to-do, and somebody is prosperous. And everyone must spend according to their capacity, according to their affordability. So based on that, it is necessary to maintain the child and the mother of the child. It is mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan that when the mothers of the child breastfeed child, it is necessary for the father of the child to arrange food and clothes for the women, whether that woman is his wife or other women who are breastfeeding, according to the custom. A good food needs to be provided, because if woman is healthy, then she would have more and better milk, which is necessary for the health and food of the child. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran al-Kareem, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. And whatever you spend in the path of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more against that. In this verse, there is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Muslims. You spend your wealth according to my commandments upon poor people, orphans, destitutes, your family, your parents, and upon other Muslims, and you will be granted the reward of it in this dunya and in the hereafter. It is mentioned in Tafsir Kabir that Allah is our Malik, He is our owner, He is custodian, He is independent. When He has ordered us to spend, I will give you the reward of it, I will give you more. So it becomes necessary upon the bondsman that in order to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should spend his wealth. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Aqaid Alam Nure Mujassam Shahi Adam Bani Adam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, one dinar is such which you spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And one dinar is that with which you free a slave. One dinar is that which you give as a charity to a destitute. And one dinar is that which you spend on your family. And the greatest of all is that dinar which you spend upon your family. In this Hadith Mubarakah, the virtue is mentioned to spend your wealth on four things. Number one, to spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, to spend to free a slave. And number three, to spend on poor, upon destitute. And number four is to spend upon your family. No doubt that spending on any of these places is a reason for greatness and virtue. Sayyidul Muballighin Rahmatullil Alameen has given us a beautiful news that if you spend upon your family, that is better. So in this there is emphasis, in this there is motivation that we should spend our money, our wealth upon our family, upon our loved ones. Mufassir Shahir, Muhaddith Kabir, Hakim Ulammat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Alayhi Rahmatul Hannan, he says, to spend in the path of Allah, which is mentioned here in this hadith. It is meant that one spending his wealth for Hajj or for Jihad or to free a slave, to help indebted person so he can pay his debts, to help someone who is in trouble, who is stricken by any calamity. All that is included in it. But to spend upon family is regarded as the best option. And he says the reason is that spending on all other places is nafil, and to spend upon your family is fard. And fard is greater than nafil. And also for this reason, that spending on your family, there is sadaqah, and at the same time, it is sila rahmi, bonding with your family. So when you spend on relatives, your close ones, your loved ones, there are two nekis, two good deeds. And two good deeds are better than one good deed. That is the reason that it is said spending on family is better. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, from the explanation of this Hadith Mubarakah, we learnt that spending on family is better than spending on others, because there are many good deeds which gather at one place. And any action in which there are more nekis, more good deeds, is greater than action in which there are less good deeds. And this is proven from many other ahadith, that a person who earns halal rizq in order to fulfill the needs of his family, he is a great person, and this action is of a great virtue. Rather, this kind of person is regarded as to be in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And his this action would be put on the scale first on the Day of Judgment. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that a person who passed nearby from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sahaba Ikram said, looking at his strength of his body, he was very smart and he had a very smart body. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, wish that he was in this state in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, if he came out of his house to find rizq for his children, he is in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. If he came out from his house to find sustenance for his old parents, he is in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. If he came out from his house to find rizq so he can stay pure, he is in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if he came out of his house for the show off or for any other evil reason, then he is in the path of shaitan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the first action which would be put in the scale on the Day of Judgment, when the deeds are being weighed, it would be the wealth that he has spent upon his family. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, keep in mind that it is obligatory upon everyone to earn that much wealth which is enough for his family, for the needs of his family, and to pay back the debts and the expenses which Sharia has made compulsory upon him, he can pay those expenses and fulfill those duties. To earn that much is obligatory, is compulsory. If the parents are poor, it is obligatory to earn to fulfill their needs. So his children and parents all become his responsibility. From this discourse we learnt that you will earn more thawab if you spend on your family than spending upon others. Unfortunately, we see a lot of people, they neglect their families. They are seen doing charity here and there, but their own relatives, their own loved ones, people who are connected with them closely through blood relationships, they are being neglected. Cousins, aunts, uncles, even brothers and sisters, there are so many relatives that are neglected, but people do big charities elsewhere. We learn from this discourse that person who earns halal rizq in order to fulfill the needs of his family, he is in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. So earning halal rizq for the right reason is a great worship, it's a great ibadat. Person is regarded to be in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we learnt that on the Day of Judgment, something that would be put first on the scale, that would be the action of spending your wealth on your family. The maal, that the wealth that you have spent upon your family, that would be brought to scale first. So this means that with the right intentions and good intentions and through rizq-e halal, we should always try to fulfill the needs of our family, people who depend upon us. We also learn that to earn rizq-e halal, to fulfill the needs of parents and other family members who are dependent upon us, is ibadat. This is a form of worship. And parents, mostly when they are old, they depend upon their children. So do not neglect them. What happens in many cases that people are married and they have their own children. Now their priority is their wives and their children, and parents are neglected. Keep in mind that if they are in need, then it becomes your responsibility to fulfill their needs and bear their expenses. And we also learn from this discourse that to help someone who is indebted, person who is in any kind of difficulty, problems, sorrows, facing any calamity, to remove their difficulties, their calamities, to free slaves, to pay someone's debts, all these are great acts, acts of ibadat. We should look around for these opportunities and help people, because this would help us on the Day of Judgment. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our family, our loved ones, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our cousins, our uncles, our aunts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may enrich us with His rada, with His pleasure in the dunya and in the hereafter. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Brilliance of Ramadan, 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 brilliance of Ramadan.